I just went to the restaurant after that last message about love, and so I asked that lady. She's kind of just straight to the point like me, you know. I just like people that are real, you know. And I asked her. I said, have you ever seen in your lifetime? And she's not even. I think she's from Vietnam or somewhere. I said, have you ever seen, but she's been here her whole life, but I said, have you ever seen a man and woman get married, but then the family splits them up and causes trouble? And she said, the light went off in her eyes. She said, I just watched a TV show about that recently. And she said, you have to go to the beginning. And there's some kind of TV show where the man and the woman were getting married and the family tried to split them up. Said, you're not marrying her. They're just out for money and blah, 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 blah. And so I guess she was saying, yeah, she kind of beat around the bush. I was saying, well, have you ever seen it in the real world, you know? But we've all seen that where family splits up a marriage, you know? And it's not always family. It could be culture. It could be neighbors. It could be, you know, but really the marriage can't be split up if they understand from the get-go that marriage is under attack. Love is under attack. God is love. So if God is love, what is the devil going to attack? Love. Think about this. I don't think I've ever heard a preacher preach on this. God is love. So what is the devil attacking? Love. What is a narcissist doing? They're giving you fake love to make you bitter so you don't love anybody. So everybody's becoming narcissistic in this culture. So not only do families split people up because they're trying to get their codependency from their child, not only do families split love up, but the culture, the TV shows, the music, the social media, the doom scrolling. That's what splits love up, but it's not anybody's fault but the two people because they don't communicate. And so what's happening here is society has created selfish, psychopathic, narcissistic people. And they're splitting up love because they're getting bitter and they got hurt and they don't want to love anybody, you know. I got this one person I email, you know. She'll show up every 6 months and then all of a sudden. But that woman has actually stepped into real love for people. She knows the game. She's not even saved. She says she's saved, so maybe she is. I don't know. In other words, it's a different kind of saved than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about born again people. But she's not even claiming to be born again. It says she's saved or believes, but she walks in love. At least she says she does. I'm not rub shoulders with her in the real world, but it looks like she's, the way she talks in the email is, she'll disappear for 6 months, show back up. And if you say something in the email that's not right, she'll call it out and say, well, think about what you're saying, you know, is that really walking in love, you know? And so there's people out here that see how the culture is destroying love. There's people out here that see how families and bitterness and abuse destroys love. There's people out here that understand that not only is truth under attack, but love is under attack. Real agape love, compassion for your neighbor, compassion for people. And people have been hurt so much that instead of loving a person, they would rather love their dog more than the people. And you got family who's lost. And even if you try to love your family in truth, they have no truth, so they can't love you. It's all about selfish. They're not going to sacrifice for you. So it comes down to this. People don't sacrifice for each other anymore. They're not going out of their way because they've been brainwashed by the system to not love. I'm gonna wait and see if there's any thumbs up on this other one, and I'll upload this one. But I was wanting to confirm that last message with a stranger at the restaurant, and it was confirmed. She knew what I was talking about. Even though it was on a TV show. Just ran over something. Love your neighbors yourself. What is that about? People don't even do that. I mean, people love, if it says love your neighbor as yourself, but they live in, people live in the same house and they don't even love their spouse as themselves. You know? It's really sad. And people say, I love you, I love you. So you get married and then all of a sudden they don't love you anymore. What's that about? Because they never knew you. They never loved you. Let's get married. They either email you, call you, run across, see you at church or something, and they say, I'm in love. I love you. And you're like, well, we don't know each other, but, you know, let's just see. See if you really do love me. My first wife, I said, oh, you love me? So I said, I really don't love you like you're saying, but I'm sure once we get married, I will love you, you know, because it's just the way it is. And we got married, and on the honeymoon, she went so crazy that I thought, I need to, we're in the mountains. All I do is push her, and she'd fall down that hill. She was so crazy. Illogical. It's like, this is ridiculous. This is our honeymoon. Why are you throwing a fit? Let's relax. Let's just sit here and relax. I worked myself to death so many years. It wasn't love. It was her will, her way. It was her. It was a queen bee, worship me. It wasn't reciprocal love. And I've seen that my whole life. And I'm like, where do these people come from? They don't know what love is. If you love me, then you're going to do stuff for me. Why is it always about you? If it's always about you, you don't love the other person. You love yourself. Hello? And you can't claim to be saved. If you only love yourself and your spouse, you make a commitment to love and honor and cherish and all that. But they don't do exactly like you want. You throw a fit because you love yourself. You're not looking at it from the other person's perspective. They say, I love you. But if you don't act the way they want you to act, they don't love you anymore. But as the man, you're sitting there watching your wife act stupid, act up, throw a fit, you still love her. You're standing there calm. She's throwing a fit, and you're just being calm because you love her and you want to de-escalate everything. And she's looking at you. Why aren't you getting upset? Why aren't you? Because I'm staying calm while you're going through your thing. What do you mean I'm going through my thing? You're being emotional. You're being out of control. You're being ridiculous, really. I'm sitting here, ain't I? Well, do you love me? Are we sitting here? Do you have a ring? Are we married? Yeah? Okay. Did I make a commitment? Yeah. So what's going on? Did your mama say something? Did your daddy, your grandmother, your grandfather? Somebody you work with? What are they trying to do? Put thoughts in your mind? What's going on? But come back to reality. But they don't want to come back to reality. Because it's manipulation and witchcraft. It's a fake reality bubble. If you love somebody, you want that other person to have peace. If you love somebody, you want that person to be happy. If you love somebody, you want that person to be feel secure. I got born-again sisters online. I know they love me because they really do care in Christ. If I was to do a video online and I was all bent out of shape and upset, I would have some text and emails come in. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Appreciate you. If I was going through something, I would get texts and emails because these people care about you. But you have somebody living in your own house who tries to take away your peace, who all they want is their way, their will, and they want to be seen, they want to be queen bee. That's not love. That's love of self. And so they don't love the other person. And it could be the man, you know. I'm sure the women have experienced where the man just loves himself, you know. It's all about self. And so I see, I'm looking across the street, three people single, a black family, three single women. To my right, a halfway house, four or five single men living there. Across the street, single women. I do have a Spanish family that just moved in right here. They seem to be married. The Spanish people seem to get married and stay married. But the whites and the blacks don't seem to stay married, because they just, it's all about money and self. And two doors down, this guy, he's single. He's remodeling the house, but he's single. Almost everybody's single. Why? Selfish. Society has destroyed real love. It don't exist anymore, hardly. And I watched this my whole life, even when I was young. So don't think that this is a new thing because of social media. This goes back to TV or music or just the culture in general and the bloodline. But that lady confirmed at the end. I said, I'm talking about in real life. Have you seen it? She said, yeah. Family member tries to split a family up. A bloodline family member tries to split a new love connection up, and they're even married. Whether they're living together or married, once they shack up, they're pretty much married anyway, you know, if you really want to break it down. Once they come together, they're one. Now, if somebody cheats, they can break that oneness, you know. What breaks the oneness? Somebody cheating? Or somebody abandoning ship, you know? So, it is what it is. I would really think about what I'm telling you. Has the culture destroyed love in your heart? God is love. The devil is attacking love. Has your bloodline destroyed love? Has your own bitterness and pain from the past or somebody divorced, has love been destroyed in your own heart for mankind, even? I work in an industry where I see people, they're all living in these little boxes and they all have pets and they're all by themselves and they're stuck in an environment. They can't afford to get out. And if they would just marry somebody and work as a team, they could get out of that situation, go buy them a house or something. But they don't want to work together because they're so independent that they just love themselves. And that's all they don't care about anybody else. It's sad.